Wake up, wake up.
Hi, I'm Matthew Carlock, and you're listening to another episode of Sleep Deprived Storytime, where I go over the what's, where's, who, how's, when's, and oh my gods of raising my two kids. This is an incredibly exhausting but ultimately rewarding experience. Let's chat.
Now let's get on with the show.
Welcome back, friends, family, people who found me on the internet. This is series episode number 10, probably the last one. I planned for 10, and here we are, number 10. I start work next week, thus the educator's life is a short one. So I'm going to do a bit of a review, talking about my kids, and I'll go over the main thing, which was... I guess this was the thing that took most of my time this year. It was, or this summer, building a treehouse. Yeah, I've alluded to it on here, but I'll talk a little bit more about it. Okay, so let's see. Kids. Well, first of all, as discussed before, going on vacation is... ridiculous with kids, but as much as I complain, as much as I try to like warn everyone, they're wonderful. I mean, I have such great memories going to traveling to Texas, traveling to Florida. I loved it. I was so impressed by how they acted on the plane. I was very impressed how they acted with other people. I don't know if that's just like a normal parent thing, because now I'm questioning everything when it comes to post-pandemic post-pandemic children behavior, because I don't know. He spent, a year and a half, 2 years secluded. He was in daycare for about a year when pandemic hit, and then he was home for 2 years. We kind of saw neighbors, but their kid was a... brand new baby, so, crazy stuff. And while the younger one is, experiencing a normal life, it is still post-pandemic, so it's, there might be some hidden repercussions there that we're not, seeing yet. I really need to emphasize as much as I can, having kids is so much fun. It's exhausting. Yes. Okay. The name of the podcast should definitely clue you in. It is exhausting. I have to force myself to take time to get extra sleep just to catch up on it. There are sleep regressions. Our 1.5-year-old is, going through a kind of sleep regression phase. 4.5-year-old is deciding that it's, fun to climb into bed at like 5 a.m. sometimes and completely ruin sleep cycles when we go to bed at midnight. But, I get extra snuggle times for both of those occasions. Helping the 1.5-year-old get back to sleep, I get to go to sleep with him in my arms, and it's, wonderful. Our 4.5-year-old climbs into bed, and when asked why, they simply say, "I want snuggles." I mean, come on. Come on. It's amazing. A neighbor gave us a huge compliment the other day, in which they said they were spoiled by our kids' behaviors. Because we have two boys, he thought that, maybe that's just how all boys act. No. He's saying that he's visited several friends who have kids in and around our 4.5-year-old age range, and that ours is just either polite or gentle, or, he's not polite at the dinner table, but he's getting there. which, helps with the appreciation, knowing that we put a lot of work and effort into helping him know what he should say, how he should act. Whatever, whatever. All right, I'm done mooning over that. So, treehouse building. I just want to cover some basics because it's hard for me to go over the whole thing. It took about 3 weeks, not constant work, but like 3 full days here, a couple full days there. Had to stop due to rain a couple of times and due to injuries. If you're in your 30s or above and you do not exercise regularly, don't just jump into 8 hours of manual labor work. Don't do that. You're going to hurt yourself, like I did several times. I have this big problem of, like, seeing a huge obstacle. I guess this is one of those trendy things. My beige flag is that I see a huge obstacle and I think I can handle it myself. And generally I can, but at my own detriment. I had to haul up two inch thick by 8 inch wide by 8 foot long boards into a specific spot on a tree so that I could, you know, bore the TABS treehouse attachment bolts into the tree and to them. And in order to get them in a specific place, I, you know, have to, they have to be lifted off the ground a little bit. And that was a bad idea, to say the least. One of the funnest things that I did while building the treehouse was researching a treehouse attachment bolt. And I mean it when it was fun, because it puts you down these fun little rabbit holes. And one of the things that I came across was the different, like, levels of wood to attach a tree to. And, you know, I initially thought, like, I'll just nail a bunch of things in there, or, like, you know, 6-inch screws or something, like I did when I was younger, and finding out that that's bad, that's wrong, don't do that. But you have to drill in a certain length, and if you do drill in a certain length, the tree has this, like, natural ability to kind of harden over that area to protect itself, but also give strength to the whatever you've drilled in there. So that's neat, and that's why, like, trees tend to, like, grow over things. And whatever, that's an aside. By the time we were done, by the time I was done, I did have my neighbor help me a couple of times. That was super helpful. Thank you. And, but by the time I was done, let's see, all the wood costs less than $400. And then all the pieces that I needed, the hardware, the screws and bolts and stuff like that, that totaled to about $100. So for less than $500, I got everything that I needed, or thought I did. So I planned it out, and then I sent it over to a buddy of mine who's also a teacher. Thank you, Max. He helped me schematic it out so that I could help plan it a little bit better. And I thought I got all the wood, I thought I got everything I needed, but I needed to go back several times. And luckily, there was $200 worth of donations. I say that in a very, like, fun way. One from Grandpa. Thank you, Grandpa. And one from a neighbor who, you know, we house sat for her and she gave us money. We told her not to, but she did it anyway, and whatever, I used it for the treehouse fund. So overall, like, a little bit less than $700 for a treehouse that is about 8 feet off the ground, 8 feet long, 5 feet wide, and has an extra deck that's about 4 feet by 4 feet on one end. This includes handrails, this includes a rock climbing wall, this includes a stepladder that I had to build for it, and I put a table underneath. Either way, it's amazing. I love it. I built it from scratch. And as I have pointed out to myself and friends, and my wife has pointed out, this was a lot for me. And I can't really tell you exactly why, other than having something to focus on that's creative, that also helps, that will be used by someone else for someone else, i.e. kids. Built it with their growth in mind, getting bigger. It scratched that itch, right? It scratched the itch of building and putting things together. I got to be outside, I think for a grand total of about 10 days, probably more. And I'm talking like 6 to 8 hours, just like outside working. We have a great spot that's just covered by foliage. So I was in the shade. Yes, I was attacked by bugs. I did take a pause to get some poison ivy out of the area and ended up getting just a little bit on my wrist. Because I've battled this poison ivy before and I knew its tricks. Last time I ended up getting like marks all the way up and down my forearms. But this one was a little bit better. Coming away with just a little spot is not bad. Anyway, it was so nice to have this little project to focus on. I don't mind summers where I do nothing, but that's when I just like kind of sit around and maybe play a video game or something, which is, you know, fun. But this was so much better. And it goes back to all my previous past series. Find something to scratch that itch. It does a world of good for you and for your family. If you're taking care of yourself, you're taking care of your family. Get sleep, get healthy, do things that you love and that you enjoy doing. And, you know, eventually you will, you know, it all feeds into itself. Minus the injuries. I hurt a shoulder carrying those 2x8s, 2-inch by 8-inch by 8-foot boards by myself. I kind of strained some muscles just like holding up hundreds and hundreds of pounds of like stuff for, you know, minutes at a time, because again, I'm doing it by myself. I did make, things to help me, posts to help me just keep stuff up with scrap wood and things, but you know, it's still. I also ended up injuring my foot. It felt like shin splints, or I don't know, it was just painful. I couldn't crunch my toes, like scrunch them. Ended up wearing an ankle brace, and for a couple of nights I used this brace that locks your foot in a up or an L position so that it doesn't move, and that really helped. There was a week there, or not a week, but like 5 days where I kept off my ankle from, you know, just, I think it was just constantly being on it, using my feet and ankle bones. I did jump off of the treehouse a couple of times, you know, thinking that like, hey, I can do this. And, you know, again, you can't. I strained my wrist holding stuff up, swinging a hammer like I was in my 20s or something. But injuries aside, building the treehouse was the time, was the best part of my solo time during the summer. The best part of my time during the summer was, of course, spending time with the family, going on those vacations. My wife and I ended up doing other projects in the house, putting up wallpaper-esque things like sticky wallpaper, cleaning out things. I organized some basement stuff. Got rid of some stuff on Buy Nothing groups. I mean, yeah. So, all right. That's enough of my blabbering. I'm going to end it here. Again, this might be the last episode, at least for this series. I read a bit of a short story from last time. I'm going to try and keep that up, but it might turn into a once-a-month thing. Who knows? If you're listening to podcasts, follow, subscribe, or whatever, and then you can get notifications when I put out new stuff, and you don't even have to do anything. It just automatically downloads. But that's about it. Okay. Remember, kids are awesome. Parenting is hard. There are no hacks. Everything is tough, but the rewards are always going to be there. Try to do stuff that you love, take care of yourself and you're taking care of your family. And as always, get some sleep.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. Please support the podcast by liking, sharing, and subscribing on whatever platform you're listening to.
You can also help the podcast through a monthly subscription through Spotify. For a low, low monthly price, you will get extra content such as readings of other short stories I've written, a chapter-by-chapter read of my middle grade novel, Defenders, unedited interview, bloopers, and so much more.
You can follow the podcast on Twitter at SDSTPodcast. You can follow me personally on my Instagram and Twitters at KCOLRACM. That's at ColRackM. And finally, a big shout out to Albert Maldonado for engineering the sound to perfection and writing our really awesome song. All right, see you next time.